Light of the Eternal by Lillian DeWaters. A quote from Jesus. Verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And a quote by Solomon. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Chapter 1. Reality Itself. The secret of reality is found when we turn from the superficial to the absolute, from the many to the one, from a finite to the infinite. If one affirms this or denies that, he is not free. He is not free if he applies the truth to something which is not real. The self is free as it is. When one perceives this momentous fact and identifies himself as this self, he is free. For nearly a century it has been loudly proclaimed, change the mind, change the thought, change the belief. Alas, what has not been seen is that all such directions pertain to those who believe they have a mind of their own, separate from the divine. Regardless how many changes are made in personal minds, thoughts, and beliefs, not until one identifies himself as divine mind will his need of healing and regeneration cease. Identifying oneself as the divine, letting go all other identification, spontaneously one comes into possession of wholeness, harmony, and blessedness, which are reality itself. We are reality. We are not ideas or expressions of it. The great mistake is to believe we can have knowledge of truth without being truth, and that we can be expressions of God, yet not be God. The fact is, whatever is included in the infinite is the infinite. Deliverance comes through spiritual revelation. It comes as though a door opened into another world where we know spiritual things spiritually. Here, in our real being, we are the divine alone. Attempting to apply truth to discordant thoughts, things, or conditions by means of individual thinking binds one to the belief of separateness. Let him rise out of this belief first of all. Instead of studying how to be healed, how to become wealthy and satisfied through means of achieving or overcoming, one's supreme desire should be to accept reality alone. In clear, correct teaching, Van der Leeuw gives his view of reality and what is demanded of us in his Conquest of Illusion as follows. Quote, in our real being, we are a reality which has never begun and which will never end, a reality which is unchanging. We should this very moment pierce through the veil of time and enter eternity. The depth of the eternal is in every instant of time, and we shall find it if we shall but abandon illusion and center reality. We need not wait for some glory to come. The glory is here now, if we will but realize it. Here in the world of the real, in a divine simplicity, we experience ourselves as that eternity, in the light of which fears and hopes are superfluous. We are freed from the entanglements of illusion with its problems and from our vain attempt to solve them. We no longer seek immortality. We are eternal. End quote. Divine mind is independent of any personal mind, thought, or belief. Inevitably, the fact must be faced. The divine cannot be found by way of demonstration. Perfect divine mind and imperfect finite mentality can never be unified or harmonized. all efforts in this direction are in vain. In the kingdom of God, there is no room for a single finite mind, no place for one personal effort, or even the smallest human desire. What a pity that one would remain as outside the kingdom, rather than to remember the lesson of the prodigal son, to humble himself and abandon the belief of separateness altogether. The truth says, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Like the learned Nicodemus, the wise and prudent are always right in their own eyes, certain about the things of this world, familiar with the latest news of the day, keeping up with the times. But what a price to pay! Continually they think and live as separate beings outside the kingdom. Babes, like the wise virgins, are equipped with inner illumination, continually dwelling in the light of the eternal, enjoying the peace and happiness none can take away, because they are reality itself. The message of the Absolute cannot be put into a system of healing or regeneration. It prescribes no solution for working out problems in a separate human existence. The Absolute takes us into the real, where we experience living reality. Duality is not here. Cause, effect, purpose, sin, sickness, nor death. The rhythm of being is ours. We are it. Many are not experiencing life, radiant and perfect, because they are identifying themselves with a mind and thinking of their own, not the mind of God. Demonstration has been a great boon, but we must not stop here. We are destined to rise above demonstration altogether in order to experience revelation, the prerequisite to reality itself. There is an unfailing way, the heart, the medium of contact between ourselves and our reality, is destined to know and comprehend spiritual things. The divine promise remains ever operative. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.